Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, we're broadcasting brand new on the Truth Network. I hope that everybody that is needing to be connected to us is connected. And you can find us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Pastor Dave Scarlett is with us here on the program. And you can, we're going to talk about why pastors need to be engaged and involved in everything that is going on right now. There are so many things that are happening in our country, and ministers of the gospel need to be engaged and involved in talking about these things, in giving guidance and direction to their flock. But we as a nation, if we don't come back to God, if we don't get back to our constitutional, biblical, Christian foundings, folks, that's what's really going to bring honesty and integrity back to our government, is when we start putting people in office that actually have those kinds of principles. So we'll talk about that. Linda Rozelle is with us. She is the Tin Can Pilgrim. We'll talk to her about how she's impacting the country by traveling all across it. Lori Roman is with us. And Lori has a really interesting story about growing up in a Democratic Party family, and what does it look like in a Democratic Party family back in the, the 1960s, 1970s, the Blue Dog Democrats, the ones that actually had a moral compass. We'll talk to her about that and about her growing up in that and some of the things she experienced. She is an attorney, and she is fighting for freedom, live free, ACRU, American Constitutional Rights Union, and she's the head of that organization. Let's see, joining me now, though, and I'm very pleased as we welcome him each and every Monday here to the program, he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. I want to welcome Rick Manning to the program. Rick, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be on.
Well, we have a very special treat this morning, and I wish we weren't having to discuss this, honestly, folks, but if you listen to my program for any length of time, you know how I feel about these injections. You know my own family's personal history with injections and why we don't believe in them. But in addition to that, I've had a number of doctors on. Dr. Brian Artis has been on, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Hooker has been on with us as well, virology experts. My next guest is a nurse, and she took the vaccine. She took the injection because she was told she needed to for job security's sake. And she, like our guest last week, Marty Hudson, has had her own personal story about how it's affected her. But in addition to that, she has stories about others and what happened. I want to welcome Nurse Angela Phillip to the program. Angela, welcome. It's so good to have you.
Thank you. It's very wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, let's begin. Let's talk about your own personal journey. And then, well, first of all, give me your background, because you have a very unique view of this entire situation. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've been a nurse for 23 years. My main specialty has been working as a charge nurse for women, infants, and children. I've been a charge nurse for pediatrics, labor and delivery, NICU, PEDS, but I've also been part of the trauma team at my hospital, so I would spend a lot of my time in the emergency room doing traumas. And I really love being a nurse. That's my passion. I love taking great care of people. And I was vaccinated on January 19th because I believed the government. I felt that they did defiance. They told me that the clinical trials were safe and effective. And I trusted, because that's how I take care of my patients. I'm honest. We're transparent in the hospital. We let them know when things don't go so right, and we also give informed consent. So I had no hesitation to get my vaccine. I'm a pro-vaxxer. I've been vaccinated for all other vaccines. My family's been vaccinated. So I went into this completely oblivious as to what could have happened to me. And I got the vaccine. At the 12-minute mark, I knew there was something really wrong. My body went numb. I got hot. I felt like I was slumping in the chair, and I was surrounded by nurses and paramedics. I was rushed. My vitals were unstable. I had, my heart rate was more than three times that of what it should have been. My blood pressure was soaring high, and I was in the back of an ambulance on the way to the hospital, where they were working me up for a myocardial infarction, which was a heart attack. And I'm 46 years old. I dance on the side. I am physically fit. I've been healthy my entire life. I eat well. I've never had a medical problem. I've never been in the hospital for anything like this. And so I was just in shock. I didn't know what was happening. I thought I was dying. And it was very scary for me. So when I got out of the hospital, I thought this was just going to be a very short-lived experience, and hopefully I get out and I'd be okay. But over the following 2 months post-vaccination, I had to go by ambulance five times to the emergency room to be admitted for similar issues. They were working me up for clots in my lungs, heart attacks, strokes, you know, lesions in my brain. They looked at me from head to toe, couldn't find anything, had never heard of a vaccine reaction before, said that they've never seen this or heard about it, so they didn't think it was possible. They didn't know what was going on. And it was very scary. I was very ill. I could barely eat. I lost 17 pounds in 3 weeks. I was in and out of the hospital, in and out of doctor's visits. I lived in a very dark room. I was preparing for my death. I hired an attorney to do a living trust because I do have a beautiful 12-year-old daughter. And it was just a very dark time. And after those 2 months, I started to come around a little bit and get online. And what I found was just astonishing. I found that I was not rare. There were thousands of people like me. I joined support groups. I started support groups. And we all had very similar symptoms. And it was happening at an alarming rate. I reported everything to VAERS, to my doctors, to the Moderna company. I never heard a phone call back from anyone. And so I just began to get really active in trying to help other vaccine-injured victims. I found a wonderful man named Steve Hirsch, who has really donated his entire time and money at helping us, and realized that he discovered that these vaccines are completely unsafe. They're killing more people than they're saving. And if you look at his website, is fantastic. It's too long to go into detail over the radio, but it's skirsch, KIRSCH.io. And there's slides where you can really learn in less than 5 minutes the dangers. He's pleaded to physicians to argue and debate. He's offered them, you know, over $1 million to prove him wrong that these vaccines are safe. He's reached out to a doctor that I used to work with. She's the head of infectious disease at UCSF. Her name's Monica Gandhi. He offered her $20,000 for a phone call to debate him, and nobody will debate him. They won't talk to him because he has been able to prove that these vaccines are completely dangerous. Mind you, he was fully vaccinated, so he was in support of the vaccines. It wasn't until after he was vaccinated that he started to look at the data himself.
What was, let me interrupt you for just a second. What was the reaction when you attempted to make these VAERS responsive? Because my understanding is that at some of the hospitals, they are trying to essentially make staff not report incidents of vaccine reaction.
They did not report any of my 911 call VAERS or emergency room visits. Every single time, even at the 12-minute mark, I was taken off the site and taken to the hospital. The doctors did not report it. The next four ambulance rides, 911 calls, it was not reported by any of the doctors. I personally went on and reported it for myself. And it was cumbersome. I got kicked out. I had to have all the data, my lot number, and I mean, I was so incredibly sick. To do it was really difficult and hard as a very sick person, and none of the physicians did that. And that is also one of the things that I'm having the hardest time with, because I took a closer look into the VAERS system, and when I started seeing all these young kids die, that's when it really hit home. So I live in a county in Sonoma County, California, where we have not had one child die from COVID. So I found out about a boy named Odin, who's 15 years old, who took the Pfizer vaccine, and 2 days after his Pfizer vaccine, he didn't wake up, and his parents walked into the room, and they found him dead. And it was just horrific. I can read you really quickly the report from the sheriff's office here in Sonoma County. Says, after extensive research, additional testing, and collaboration with numerous other entities, the cause of death was determined to be stress cardiomyopathy with perivascular coronary artery inflammation hours to days due to unknown etiology in studying of recent Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccination.
Say that last part again.
Due to recent Pfizer biotech COVID-19 vaccination, there were no other significant conditions contributing to the death listed. And if you go on Steve Hirsch's flash deck, you'll see the full Sonoma County Sheriff's Office death report. And so in my county, we've not lost a child to COVID, yet we're losing kids to the vaccine. And Steve Hirsch has proven that the vaccines are killing more people than they're saving. Other very alarming factor.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to be taking a break. When we come back, our guest, Nurse Angela, she is a vaccine victim. She is also an advocate for those that have experienced these horrific responses. Rick Manning is with us from Americans for Limited Government, and I know that Rick's going to have a couple of questions for her. We've got another segment coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And thank you so much for being with us. Our special guest is Nurse Angela, and she is a vaccine victim as well as a vaccine advocate. And of course, Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. And first of all, Nurse Angela, you were talking to me about a young person who the death certificate said that they did pass away due to complications from the injection, from the vaccine. Unlike, of course, we had, you know, my mother-in-law passed away in December of last year, and she was 94 years old and her heart stopped. Yet on the death certificate, they wrote that she died of COVID.
Yeah. It's, you know, I really believe that the truth was going to come to light when it started happening with the kids. With older people, they could use other excuses. But now we're seeing teens drop dead. And as a pediatric nurse doing codes in the emergency room, I've never seen anything like this, where kids are just dropping dead, healthy kids, from heart attacks. It's not normal. I've also uncovered, and this can be found in Steve Kirsch's website, that when I started to look at some of the more common deaths that I'm finding that are attributed to the vaccine, you know, kids slumped over in their Zoom call dead, another boy, Ernesto, who was playing basketball and just collapsed and died of cardiac arrest. What I found when I contacted VAERS, because I had their names, I had their dates of birth, I had their dates of death, I contacted VAERS and I found six kids easily that were not reported to VAERS. So VAERS has no idea the extent of what is going on. Even with the data that they do have, it's enough data that they should have shut this vaccine down back in February. The safety is obvious. It's there. But it's truly tragic. You know, we're losing kids. We're killing more people than we're saving. They're not talking about early treatment. And I, as a nurse, didn't even know about early treatment. I thought it was you either vaccinate or if you get COVID, you potentially die. And I didn't know about these early interventions that you could do to help your immune system, to keep you healthy, and then what to take. Cheap, easy, affordable meds that you could take should you get COVID. I didn't know that was an option. And I know thousands of people who got COVID and were told just to wait at home with a pulse oximeter on their finger, and the minute they turned blue and couldn't breathe, go back to the hospital. Well, by then it was too late. And so it's been really alarming, really upsetting. I just want to help other people. Like I said, I have support groups where we're helping thousands of injured victims, and the numbers are growing drastically every day. The clinical trials look flawed. We have little Maddie DeGary, who was 12 years old in the clinical trials. She had to be pulled out because she was paralyzed and had a feeding tube after her second vaccine. They didn't release that information. So we also don't have informed consent. You know, it's your choice if you want to play Russian roulette and take a vaccine, but you should know what the risks are. And I would have loved to have known going into my vaccination that people were pulling out of the clinical trials,
right,
extremely ill. So
right,
it's just an eye-opening. It's very sad.
Now, one of the things that's happening, Angela, now is, you know, Fauci came on over the weekend and said that by the 1st of November, they intend to make potentially vaccine mandates for children ages 5 to 11. So if your child is in public school, if your child is, you know, outside of your home, basically, I guess they're going to cast a net, and every kid between 5 and 11 by federal mandate is going to be forced to take a vaccine. Now, it's illegal. It's illegal. Rick, I know you've got some thoughts on this as well, and maybe some questions for our nurse. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, first of all, Fauci doesn't have the power to make a mandate for kids 5 to 11. It's beyond his. He doesn't have that capacity. Now, states and local governments can then take that and say, we're gonna try to do that. And I feel bad for those who live in California. I grew up in California, as people may know. So I feel bad for people who live in California, New York, other places where they're going to impose the most restrictive laws, because it is a choice. And informed consent is the single most important aspect of medicine, alongside of having a conversation with your own doctor and making decisions. It's alarming to me. It's alarming to me that people, that you did not know about treatments and treatments available. When did you become aware of treatments available? Now I want to ask you a question about what people can do about this whole vaccine. The attempt to make it the fast track vaccine availability for kids.
Yeah, so there are a lot of treatments, and like I said, I am not a doctor, so I don't tell anybody what to do, but I like them to have all the information that's out there, so I'm not giving out medical advice. But if you go on sfirst.org, he's got an entire early treatment plan with multiple different doctors giving them early treatment.
Is that K-E-R-S-S-K-E-R? How do you spell that?
It's sfirst.io. And he donated over $1 million of his own money. He raised over $5 million from other people. They have pulled studies. They've got multiple doctors.